Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are on your radio. 94.1 and the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. Remember, BG Day, 5-5. Get it? Cinco de Mayo, no, well, we're not, I guess we're not disrespecting Cinco de Mayo, but Brandon, BG Day is going to be all day on WIP, but then that night, BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville, which is a cool place. It's going to be like a night that is a retrospective on his career. So all day long, we will do the interviews, we'll do the moments, all that as a salute to BG, but that night, you can be a part of BG Live. You just go to 94WIP.com to buy tickets. There's a VIP experience there, and then there's tickets to the show. And hearing BG one-on-one, it'll be to camera there asking the tough questions.
Oh, man, the moderator himself.
Do you think he will make BG cry on stage?
No, I think BG only cried that one time because, again, he thought his career was over on the, when he was on the morning
on the show. And he cried during his press conference.
Yeah, yeah.
You think the camera can make him cry?
No, I don't think I think the days of that are over.
All right. So if you want tickets to BG Live, you go to 94WIP.com. That is May 5th, and we will salute BG all day that day. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for... Nope. Damn it. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. They're still looking for artisans. That's great. But the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Jack actually asked on the Twitter, what is on your Mount Rushmore of HBO shows? So the first response is Sopranos, The Wire, Game of Thrones, and Penguin. Dude, Penguin can't be on that. I never even saw it, but that can't be on the Mount Rushmore.
That was the actual show.
Yeah, it was like the Batman Penguin, I think, right?
Yeah, that can't even sniff the top 10. Yeah. Come on. Let's grow up a little bit.
Somebody said Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire, Entourage, and The Wire. A lot of people like Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, the Boardwalk Empire. Yeah.
Never saw it.
It was fine.
Okay.
Sopranos, The Wire, Oz, and Don't Care for Any Other.
Yeah.
Which is a good one. Kids in the Hall. Not always an HBO show. I don't know if I'd classify that as an HBO.
Never
Sopranos,
even heard of it.
Tales from, you never saw Kids in the Hall?
Yeah,
great show. Tales from the Crypt and Def Comedy Jam.
Okay,
and then we have. Let's see, we have a lot of responses here. How about Sopranos, Game of Thrones, True Detective, and Entourage?
Yeah. You got a lot of responses there. You know, I went through all those responses and I saw one with Sex and the City in their Mount Rushmore.
Was it from Elliot?
It was not from Elliot.
Okay, good. I like the truth.
I'm just telling you, Spike, you go through that list. I don't see Sex in the City
in there. Yeah, but they're all sports
in...
radio people.
Oh, now our fans are idiots.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you asked HBO, do you think HBO would put Sex in the City on the Mount Rushmore of HBO shows?
I don't think so. I think they would put Game of Thrones on there. I think they would put Sopranos.
Yep.
I think they would put The Wire.
I don't know if they would put The Wire.
See, here's where
we definitely would put The Wire. Yeah, they definitely would put The Wire.
You are full of
it. Yeah. They would definitely put The Wire.
By the way, I like that True Detective is getting its proper respect.
That's okay. Listen.
It's one season and five episodes.
Yeah, but season... It was
the
not,
leftover season one is better than True Detective.
My
that's
ass.
True.
Yes.
Nah, True Detective, it's the best single season of TV ever.
Oh, come on.
It's not even close.
It doesn't survive rewatch. Have you watched it again?
I've watched it three times.
You're not a smart guy. Yeah. 215. Actually, we've been talking about something that's not making us feel good right now, the Phillies all day. Here's something that might make us feel a little bit good. Emmett Smith.
A little bit good?
Yeah, a little bit good. Emmett Smith just being a total baby about the Cowboys and the Eagles. Here's what Emmett had to say.
So, Emmett, how tired do you get about people talking about the drought with the Cowboys? The 29 years, haven't been to an NFC Championship game since you were playing?
I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it for two reasons. One, we have allowed others to come and nitpick at the star and make fun of the star. And that's what happens when you give other people or other organizations. Now, all of a sudden, okay, the last 20 years, they win two Super Bowls. They think they're the best thing on the doggone planet.
Yeah.
And everywhere I go, I go Birds. I'm sick of hearing go Birds. I'm always asking, where you going? You still got a long way to go to catch up.
That's right, Emmett. Don't let it go. Hold on to it, you bitter old Cowboys regime.
He looks shorter and shorter and more sort of like dwarf-like the older he gets, you know? It is nice to hear him unhappy about all this.
Yeah, you know? Listen, he's unhappy about several things. He's unhappy that the Cowboys are in the state that they're in.
Yep.
So when you're a player like Emmett, right, I would imagine he's an individual great player, but he also played during a great era of Cowboys football that he's proud of. They sort of restored what the Cowboys were in the 70s.
Absolutely.
So they feel pride. They feel pride in that. And the fact that the team hasn't really gotten back to a title game since he played.
Right.
He's like, hold on, man. What are y'all doing to our legacy down here?
Well, he's the one that ruined his own legacy by going and playing for the Cardinals.
Well, that's true.
Anyway.
Yes, yeah. I totally agree with that.
Yeah,
totally agree with
but
that.
But yeah, one of the dynasties of our lifetime is the 49ers. Then it was the Cowboys. Then it was the Patriots, and they have not been anything since that.
Nope.
Barry Switzer, the last Super Bowl winning coach for the Dallas Cowboys. How about it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough for those Cowboys, man.
Yeah, it's not going well.
Man.
It's not going well.
By the way, I love the chewing while in the middle of the answer. Did you hear that?
No. Do you have it?
Yeah, well, no. I just like, I might be able to grab it real quick, but it was just like.
And it takes me back to Minneapolis.
When you tortured him.
We were doing
him.
The show and we tortured him. Yeah, would Cowboys suck chance during his. He was on Radio Row doing an interview next to us. And we wouldn't, our fans wouldn't let it go, man. And
he seemed unhappy about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's good. It's good.
215-592-9494.
Oh, here it is. Here.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You still got a long way to go to catch the ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's eating something.
You still got a long way to go to catch the ups.
I sound like that sometimes.
No, we aren't eating on the air.
Yeah. Not a mouthful of something.
Yeah, total.
Oh, easy.
215-592-9494. Dominic in Westchester. You're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
What up, Dom?
Well, you guys already know my stance about the Phillies, how I already think they're dead. But today, I hope Dombrowski is listening to me because I'm going to give you guys a five-step plan to fix the Phillies.
Oh, boy.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. So number one is if Ike's boy, Taiwan Walker, sees the mound one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. Okay? So that has to stop. That's number one.
Dude, one time you give somebody a little vote of confidence, he automatically becomes your guy.
Yeah, well, you're the Taiwan guy. Remember, you didn't want him coming out of the...
I was just saying, if he keeps pitching well, go ahead, Dominique, go ahead.
Number two is we got to get rid of Topper, okay?
Ooh.
I don't care if you are the lady of St. Lady Guadalupe, feeding the poor. If you're not helping my team and you're not getting angry at about a ball that was 8 inches off the plate, now whether they won the game, I don't know. But to sit there with your pansy ass in the dugout and not do any type of retaliation, that is disrespectful to us, the city, and everyone that paid for a ticket last night. I would have been irate. It was embarrassing.
Do you know who you're replacing him with? You know who you're replacing him with? No, I'm asking you.
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
I didn't know if you had anybody in mind.
Well, who's our bench coach?
No.
Mike Calitri?
No, just put Boa.
I don't know who's our bench coach.
We want Kevin Long to be the manager?
Boa.
No.
Yeah. Boa.
Boa and Charlie? Yeah. Hitting coach? Boa as the manager?
Let's do it. I'll tell you what, he'll argue with the umpire. All right, what's the next step?
Number three is that we had to get rid of Kyle Long. I didn't even have to put the air conditioning on my house because I could feel the breeze from all the Philly strikeouts last night. What is that, the third, fourth strikeout of 10-plus in a game? I mean, it's insane. I don't care if it's change the approach and going slower. they're not getting any results. And I don't understand what's going on with this team. Sometimes they hit eight runs, and then sometimes they get shut out. I can't tell if it's the pitching or if it's the batting thing, but something has to change. And then that brings me to my fourth point. The two guys in the outfield, I talked about this yesterday, between Roas and Marsh, I don't care if Crawford goes 0 for 500, okay? It will get them some sort of juice that's under their butt, right? Like they'll get some fire under there that not everyone is safe. Something's going to change. And if that doesn't work, I would get rid of Castellanos. That's my fifth point.
Third best hitter right now. I
understand that, okay? But Boehm has been the productive player for the last 3 or 4 years. I didn't know that he was batting around 280 until I looked it up over his career. But right now, you're not going to get anything for him. And if you get rid of a guy that's not a superstar, but you get rid of Castellanos, again, it does a whole different thing. If you shake it up a little bit, everyone starts to realize they're not untouchable.
Shaking it up by trading their guy who's been their second best hitter this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's never like that. He's not always like that. He was an all-star last year by the grace of God. I don't know how.
No, he wasn't an all-star last year.
The year before that, 23.
Castellanos was not. Yeah. Look, I don't. Kevin Long's going to get fired, and Dominic, give us next question. Give us something that's overrated.
I'm going to say strip clubs.
Yeah. I mean, not really my thing, you know. Yeah. Anymore.
People love them.
They do.
People love them.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I think they're a little odd, but
strip clubs.
Yeah.
I got no problem. If you like it, you like it. Whatever. It's not my thing.
A little overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 years ago, maybe. You know, I think when Lou went and got the lemon pepper wings, it just went out the door.
Right, yeah.
That was it?
Well, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't hear much about it anymore.
Yeah, well, now that we don't have Wing Bowl anymore.
That's what I'm saying. I don't hear much about it anymore.
Kevin Long's going to get fired. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. I just think there's no way it doesn't happen this year. Is he a Bryce guy because he's a Nationals guy? Is that a Bryce sticking point?
No, I don't think so. Because he was there with Bryce, but it was also towards the end of Bryce.
Okay.
He was there a lot with Trey. Yep. Trey vouches for him. Schwarber loves him.
Okay.
You know, he helped turn Schwarber around down in Washington. So
basically, he got enough of the guys in his corner.
Yeah. And he's, again, a player's hitting coach.
Well, that's who gets fired in these. It's always the hitting coach first.
Well, again, it was Milt Thompson in 2011.
Yep.
And I guess that kind of sparked him. But yep. Still, I mean, it's always the hitting coach.
215-592-9494, a Therapy Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Jack, why don't you tell everyone about how you can feel good? Maybe we can't feel good about the baseball team, but you can certainly feel good about where you're getting your appliances.
You won't need therapy.
No.
When you go to National Park.
It is therapy.
It is. You walk in there, nice, you know, breath of fresh air to go get your appliances. Mm-hmm. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. I talk a lot about the National Appliance Warehouse difference. The first one that sets National Appliance Warehouse apart is you're going to get the right price, a great price. You're going to get, obviously, tax-free Delaware. Obviously, they always have great savings events going on, but also Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse.
Guarantees you're getting the best price, Jack.
It does guarantee you. Because, listen, it's software, checks every other store, finds a lower price. You're like, bang, we'll lower that right at National Appliance Warehouse. Also, get the right appliance for you. That matters the most. Over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget, 15,000-square-foot showroom. Spike walked in there a couple weeks ago. He's blown away by how many appliances there were.
48 hours from my new appliances, Jack.
Yeah,
48 hours.
Spike can't stop smiling. It's out of control. My parents, they got a dishwasher from National Appliance Warehouse a couple weeks ago, got installed this weekend. Again, they do installation, they do delivery. They got you covered. And finally, the experience is great. Mark Stamackin truly built a great team at National Appliance Warehouse that is knowledgeable and friendly. You walk in there, you feel like family. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse. Experience what we've been talking about. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Tax-free Wilmington, Middletown, Delaware is where their showrooms are. And as always, Tom Fritz.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
So excited for those appliances, bro.
I know. Yeah. I know. I can tell. It's great.
215-592-9494. Ooh, get back into the draft with our draft expert, OK Andrew.
What it do, fellas?
OK.
What it do, Andrew?
Are we on speakerphone?
Hey, we're working with the best connection we got.
On hold. I'm not doing the draft report on speakerphone. Jose, you're on WIP.
James,
what's
going on?
We hear about Price Assure on Jose's.
Hey, two for two. Yeah. We'll get the money's worth.
Rick and Easton, you're on WIP.
Great show, guys. Sex in the City definitely gets my vote, even though I'm a guy. And Cam Cantrell was one of the sexiest girls on HBO. Do you know where she got her start?
I don't remember, but I do kind of remember where she got her started.
She was a gym teacher on Porky's. Did you ever see Porky's?
Oh, that movie. Oh, right. Wow.
You know what? She was the gym teacher. Yes.
When she had sex in the locker room.
Yes. Oh, my God. Man. Listen, you remember the Porky's movies?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Talk about a set of movies that wouldn't be made in 2025.
Yeah, the 80s Porky's movies, man. Yeah. My goodness.
It was great. It was a fun show. So, guys, you come back to Philadelphia. You have an abysmal road trip. And Stock gets on pace. Turner gets his double. I know it's early. I don't want to beat him up. I'll leave that for you later, Spike, when he starts not running out the balls. You can't have your top player, top money guy, come up there and strike out. I know strikeouts happen, but when he strikes out in that situation, the mojo of the whole team, you got to follow this guy into a fire. He's got to find a way to get the ball in play. And do you know how many times this team has had runners in scoring position with zero outs? And they have multiple strikeouts 16 times already this year.
Wow. Is that real? Multiple strikeouts with runners in scoring position and no outs? They have 16 strikeouts?
Cannot happen. Cannot, and it's early.
Yeah.
That cannot happen. We need – everything has to start with Harper. And I know that we live with that bedlam at the bank, but you know what? It's getting old after a while. He's got to lead this team. And if he doesn't come up big in those situations – it just hurts the team. He finds a way to get on base. Now they're up four or five runs. Hey, listen, Taiwan on Walker throws the double play ball in the center field. That didn't help either. But we have to have Harper lead this team. And if he can't do it in big situations, it's going to be a long season.
Well, he hasn't hit well this year anyway. He's certainly not in a groove. I understand what you're saying, Rick. It is hard to say, boy, in that situation, you need to get a hit. Baseball is tough in that way. But I do agree on some fashion that it's going to be hard for the team to heat up offensively without him heating up offensively and getting clutch hits. And if he's going to be that guy, then you have to hold him to a higher standard than you hold everybody.
But also, we're going to point out that last week against the Braves, he had the big home run.
He did. Yeah, he did. I'm not.
He's had big moments.
Yeah. Well,
yes. He's. We want to do the clutch thing. He's been really clutch. I mean, he has. He's had a lot of them over the last couple of years. He didn't have a. He struck out in the first inning.
Yes, he did. He struck out in the first inning, but he is the heavy is the head that wears the crown.
I got you.
Yeah.
He's hitting
245.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
He's not hitting well.
I know. We should get rid of him.
Yeah. No, there's no need. You got to be able to hold the guy accountable.
We are. Everyone's mad at him.
Everyone is.
Everyone's mad at him. No, I got you. We'll get him out of here.
This is. See what I deal with here, Rick.
Another HBO show hasn't been mentioned yet. Curb Your Enthusiasm with him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's been mentioned. Rick, why don't you give us something that's overrated?
Is it actor or a show?
Be whatever you want.
You know what? I don't really have one, but I just wanted to get the Harper thing in there because we really need him to lead this team.
Okay.
Or it's going to be a long season, guys.
All right. So Bryce Harper overrated. That's what it
sounds like to me.
Let's try OK Andrew and his draft report.
You guys got me?
Okay.
All right. So today we got another SEC pass rusher.
Of course.
James Pierce Jr.
Did we not do him already?
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, we
got you.
Yeah,
we got you, brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We got James Pierce Jr. No, we have not done him already. We've gone through a number of edge rushers.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But I think this guy's one of the top edge rushers of the draft that could possibly slip. I've seen him at pick 15, and I've seen him in the middle of the second round. He's a 6'5", 245 defensive end. He's has a free combine, fast, twitchy guy that I've seen on film. He had 10 sacks 2 years ago, 7.5 sacks last year. He had multiple 10-plus CFL seasons. He had a pick six in the big game 2 years ago, and he clocked over 20 miles per hour on there. I think that he could possibly fall to us. I know he had something off the field, but ultimately that did not form into anything, and that if we need to go and get him in the mid-20s, I think we will.
Ugh, not your best.
You didn't like James Pierce?
It's just the tone. He wasn't selling me on him. Jack, your thoughts?
That was great.
Oh, yeah. Well, that means the opposite. Okay, Andrew.
Yeah. No, he's doing a good job.
Listen, I think the phone issues the first time around. Put you behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
It's got to be more, again.
A little less energy the second time when you call.
Passion. Yeah. Passion, passion, yeah. Passion.
I want to call you OK Kuiper Jr.
And I want to say, I need James Pierce.
Yes.
I don't listen. Hey.
Yeah, it's like you felt like you were reading. Yeah.
We don't read NFL.com.
Yeah.
When James Pierce lines up on that left or right side of the ball, the quarterback cannot roll out to that side. It's evident in film, and he's going to be staring our D-line if we're able to get him.
Okay.
All right, okay.
What else do you want?
Step back.
That sounds
step
good
back.
To me, OJ.
Step back.
I called him OJ.
Yep, you called him OJ. Yep.
OJ.
Get rid of that guy.
Look, I love OK, and he was, I felt like he was trending up. That was not his best work. And he's got a couple more days because we're probably not going to get him on Thursday because we have an afternoon Phillies game. So he's got a couple more shots this week to really get in a better place. Mm-hmm. That wasn't his best, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, fits the name.
I do feel bad when I give him a bad review.
I know.
Well, because he's put forth good effort.
He's trying.
Is. He's like a high motor guy.
I actually like the player.
He's kind of like Rudy.
Yeah, I like the player. I just think his delivery was a little...
lackluster.
Yeah, it lacked a little energy there.
Yeah, guys call me on speakerphone.
Yeah,
see,
it's like the number one sports radio rule.
See, that's like
it's disrespectful.
See, okay, let me tell you something about Spike, man. You know, you come into the courtroom and if you're not necessarily on time or you present yourself well, the judge is in a bad mood already. You're off to a bad start.
Yep.
So that's kind of where Spike is at. Like you came in a little shaky there, and you didn't win him over afterwards.
I heard the speakerphone. My heart broke.
Yeah.
My heart broke.
He's a stickler for the speakerphone. Yeah.
Just need you to sound like you care. Yeah. That's the other thing.
I have to pull over, pick up the headset.
Yeah. James Pierce. Fritz is a little tougher because I don't know why.
Why, you hate him.
You with OK Andrew, it's almost like there's a little rivalry there, and it's only one-sided. Like,
I don't
want to
have
really
a
rivalry.
We had a friendly, we were DMing over the weekend.
Oh, you're jealous of him, I think.
Something there.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I know one day he made the comment about your college career, and that you probably haven't let that go yet.
Well, he likes to chirp me about some baseball things, which, again, even if you end up being right about it, the path he got there was wrong.
Stop.
And, which, yeah, whatever.
Lead off.
Which is, but it's going well. They've lost almost every game that he's been there.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I like OK Andrew the guy. It's just there's three things I don't like in life. All right?
Yeah.
What are those?
Bad drivers, bad baseball, and bad radio.
Wow.
And like that's my only I don't want it to be bad.
Right.
But it's just there hasn't been that natural progression that you usually see from college.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's coming up? Speaking of good radio, the top five of five is coming up.
Judge you here.
Yeah, what do we have coming up?
I get judged every day.
What do we have coming up?
I keep coming back with the top five. So what I have for you today is Jolly was on fire on Sunday after the Daryl Morey press conference.
On fire. I don't know. Is that good, bad? What does that mean?
In this case, it was good. What I have for you is the five best Jolly one-liners about Daryl Morey.
Oh,
from his show on Sunday night.
But he had five great one-liners from one show?
I had to narrow it down to five.
Really?
Wow, there was more.
Jolly must be hot when it comes to the Sixers.
He hates Daryl Morey.
He does.
Oh, I did not know this.
He wants to know why nobody's coming down his throat.
Oh, I do know that part.
As we've all, that will be replayed to set it up.
Yes.
All the good stuff.
Yes.
All right, the top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.